We'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 29 today, speaking from verse 18. There's different versions for how this passage reads. One of them is, if the people can't see vision, then the people perish. But I like how the Message translates this in terms of, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. The ESV version reads it differently, where it says, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. And so there's something here about vision, which I think can speak to us as we head into the new year. And so let me just pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning, that you speak to us as this year comes to an end, that for many of us is a time of reflection. It's a time to look back at the last year, to see the things that have brought disappointment, hurt, or pain, but also the things that have brought a lot of joy and things that we are thankful for. And so, Father, so as we reflect on this past, as this year comes to the end, as reflect on the past, that we would also look forward to the future as well, as to what you want to do in our lives, and that you call us to be active participants in that as well. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And so this has been a verse that I hold on to in terms of just, I know people have different disciplines that they practice towards the end of the year, or even to start off the year. Normally, me and my wife, we like to just either go on a hike, either towards the end of the year or the beginning of the year, and kind of just reflect on how the year was, and just finish also with gratitude, and also just surrender the things that, okay, God, these areas were tough. We're surrendering to you. We're surrendering them to you. And then we'll finish off with just probably some worship. And we'll ask God, what is it that you want to do in this upcoming year? And so it's been a practice that has really blessed my life. I think before I used to be so obsessed with goal settings. And I still do a lot of goals. I changed the name to pursuits. These are my 2023 pursuits. I don't know if it does much, but I think goals was like, oh no, I didn't do it, I failed, versus pursuits kind of like, okay, these are the things I'm going to attempt. Maybe I should change them now to 2023 attempts. But that's the way I like to live my life, in that way, in terms of being intentional. And so when we talk about vision, it's the ability to see. And so as you see me, I wear glasses. If you were standing in the back and I took off my glasses, I'd be able to see you, but I wouldn't be able to recognize who you are. And that has often gotten me in trouble when someone says hi for me from afar and I don't wave back, and they're like, oh, you're so mean, you didn't say hi to me when I was waving to you. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know, I didn't recognize you. And so vision is very important physically, but also just in terms of our lives, and it's the ability to see. And so one of the things that after I've gone through my priorities, of things that I want to, my goals, my pursuits, my attempts, one of the things I then decided to do was just ask God for a word for the year. I'd be, God, what's a word that will carry me through for the next year? And it's been quite amazing just seeing God work and speak to me a word, and seeing how that word ends up being very evident in my life. I remember the first time I ever did this, it was when I was going, when I moved to Kenya, and I asked God, okay, God, what's the word that you're giving me? And it was this verse from Hebrews where it says, and Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. And then and what stood out to me was Abraham not knowing where he was going. And the word for that year for me was just the unknown. And that's what that whole trip for Kenya was to me. I was going to an unknown place, an unknown people, an unknown circumstance. And it's really, and I took the life of Abraham as just kind of to lead me and to guide me during that season. And there's so many, and there's been so many other words then that I've used that as a practice. And so definitely having that vision gives clarity, because there are moments where I know throughout that year that I got frustrated, where it's like, I'm tired of not knowing. Okay, God, but you gave me this word that of the unknown, that Abraham trusted you not knowing where he, and so it kind of just, when things got chaotic, it allowed, it kind of gave me a compass of, okay, focus on this. God spoke to me about this in the beginning. And so there's something about what he is speaking that he is wanting to do in my life. And so vision is very important for our lives, because I've learned this, that a life without vision ends up being a life of chaos. And a life with vision is a life of possibilities. And so for me, I've gone through, what I did is like, oh, let me see what are a few things that scripture says about vision. And Proverbs 29 verse 18 is one of those scriptures that speaks about vision. And I'll read the Message version again. And so here, this verse says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. And so, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be stumbling all over my life. can you imagine? And so this verse says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. I don't know if any of you have ever stumbled. You're just walking. Sometimes I drag my feet. So sometimes I get lazy when I'm walking. So I'll drag my feet and I'll stumble. Now, doing that once is annoying enough. Now, can you imagine going your whole life just walking around and just stumbling the whole time? Physically, it looks hilarious. Physically, it'd be annoying that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm stumbling all the time. Now, imagine that in your spiritual life, and just in try to take that example and looking at it as just in your big picture of your life in general, of like, man, it just feels like in every area of my life, I'm just stumbling along, and this seems frustrated. This seems annoying all the time. And so here, what I realize that sometimes when I'm stumbling along so consistently in my life, whether it be in marriage, whether it be as a father, whether it be as a son, whether it be at work, I ask myself, wait, what's my vision? What vision do I have here I realize that I don't end up having vision, because normally the reason why I'm stumbling is like, I'm just not focused on anything. And really, I'm focused on everything. And so really, when we don't have vision for our lives, we really are inviting chaos into our lives. And I've learned this, that if you don't choose a vision for your life, someone sometimes ends up choosing one for you, whether it be your parents, whether it be culture, whether it be society, or whether your peers. You know, I think for me, when I'd go out to eat with friends, I'd be like, you choose, don't worry about it. I'll eat anything. And then I started realizing that's a bad thing to say, because then I'd get to the restaurant and be like, oh, I don't want to eat this. I should have said something. I should have been more intentional about what I wanted to eat. And so I think in that way is like, now I got to choose what someone else decided to eat. And I think that sometimes happens in our lives. I've come across people that I was like, oh, wow, you became a doctor, you became a lawyer, you became this, you became so-and-so. They're like, yeah, well, it's kind of like what my parents chose for me. And I was like, you're like 30, 40 years old. And they're like, yeah, well, that's just kind of the way things are. And you can see almost like it wasn't a choice. It wasn't a decision that they made on their own. And I think we're all guilty of at some point in our lives being tempted even by society and culture or even our peers. I know I've done so many dumb things because of my peers. And I realized that because I didn't have a vision for my life. And I remember for me, one of the things that helped me out even though it wasn't a dream that became a reality, is when I was in high school, I wanted to be a professional soccer player. So for me, my body was my biggest thing. So drugs, going out to drink was something I said, I have a vision of what I want to do with my life. And these are the things that I know destroy that vision for my life. So when you have vision for your life and you have that clarity, then it also then puts the things in place of what things are you going to allow in, and also what are the things that you're going to keep out for your lives. And so having a vision for our lives opens up the possibilities for just so many things to happen for us. And so then another verse that talks about vision is Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 29. And I'll read those real quick. Verses 28 through 29. And it shall come to pass after that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. I've always been, like, I think, I relate to this passage differently now. This is just a sidetrack. Before, I'd be like, yeah, that's a young man part right there. They'll see visions. But I was like, I don't feel like a young man anymore. I feel like now I'm the old man shall see dreams part. But what I like about this verse is this, is essentially at the core of this verse, what's the initial of where all these things come from? The Spirit of God. And I think for me, when I'm thinking about the things that a vision for my life, and I think we could have all things that we have in our hearts as well, but I think the biggest thing that we can have in our God in terms of seeking vision for our lives is going to God, going to the Holy Spirit and seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance for, Holy Spirit, what's your vision for my life at work? What's your vision for my life with my marriage? What's your vision for my life as a father? What's your vision for my life and just this hobby that I have that I want to do? Whatever it is, but understanding that we have the Holy Spirit that we can go to have vision for our lives. Next is Habakkuk, where I think it's Habakkuk. I didn't write down the verse. It could be Malachi. It's one of those books towards the end of the Bible. And it talks about vision, about having a vision, about making it known, about making it plain, about writing it on the tablets. If anyone remembers, you guys can shout it out where that verse comes from. And so with that, I pulled out from the verse, okay, write it, run with it, which for me is the action plan, and then the patience. Because the verse, it says, write it and then run with it. And then it says, in time, it will tarry, but it will come. Habakkuk 2:2, there you go. And so I've liked that verse in terms of writing it down. This is a practical thing that I do. So that word that God gives me at the beginning of the year or my pursuits that I have for the upcoming year, I'll write him down, and I think the verse even says, and make it plain to see. And so I'll put it on somewhere on my wall. Sometimes normally I'll keep it at my desk at home, because I realize that I like to be private in some ways. I've realized that when I've left it at work, people are like, "Ooh, what's that?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't really." That's more for me than it is. But people get curious. I was like, "Okay, these are my goals. These are things that I want to do." And so normally I'll just keep it at home because I've written it. Okay, this is the word God's given me. These are my pursuits, my goals, my attempts for this year, and they're kind of my personal accountability. That when I see them, I'm like, okay. I said these things when I had prayed through them, and now that the emotions of all those things are gone, I was like, okay, these are the things that I've said that I wanted to do. And honestly, sometimes I'll break down. This is something the way it's helped me is in terms of breaking it down, I'll look, okay, these are my goals emotionally. These are my goals in terms of intellectually, here are my goals spiritually, here are my goals in terms of relationships. And I'll just break it down with that in some way, because not all my goals are like, okay, this year I want to read through the whole Bible. Some of my goals, honestly, one of my friends, he gave me a map of all some of the major trails in Hong Kong. And so I was like, okay, my goal this year, my attempt this year is to hike all of them. And so I'm writing it down, and that map, I've now posted it. I put it on my wall, and I was like, I'm going to make this happen. And it's one of those ones that you kind of like scratch off as you complete. And so hopefully I would have scratched some off by the end of the year. But I write it down. I put it in front of me so I can see it. And then patience as well. I think sometimes we become impatient in the process of pursuing the vision in our lives, that if it hasn't happened overnight, like for me, I realized, okay, I'm not trying to hike all those things within a month. Okay, I'm gonna spread it out. I'm gonna give myself patience with that. And I think definitely one of the things I've learned about having vision, and I would say in terms of being a visionary for your own life, is to see things not just for what they are, but for what they could be. I think for me, that is something that has continually motivated me in my life, is because sometimes I think people will see things how they are in their lives, and they'll see that, and they'll be discouraged. And they'll be, okay, I'm sad, this is the way things are for my life, and this is where then they end up being stuck. But to have vision for your life and to be a visionary for your own life, you see things not just for what they are, but you see things for what they could be. And that is what gives us the hope and the motivation to move forward, not just from where we are, but where we could be as well, that we believe that there are greater things ahead for our lives. And for me, one of the best verses that I always take encouragement from, and for my spiritual life, for my spiritual formation, is Philippians 1:6, where it says, "He who began a good work in you will bring it into completion." And I like that verse because in terms of my life, sometimes I get frustrated at where I may be spiritually. But I'm encouraged by that word because that's God's vision for my life. That He's started a work in me, and He will bring it into completion. And so for me, one of the things that has always encouraged me is I may not be where I want to be, but I'm definitely not where I used to be. And I'm on the way to where God has called me to be. And so I pray that this today's devotion has been an encouragement to you. And so as we go into a time of worship, maybe now is a perfect time to just have that conversation with God. God, what's that? What vision are you giving me for 2023? Whether it be for family, whether it be for relationships, whether it be a financial vision, a spiritual vision, whether it be as a husband, whether it be as a wife, whether it be as a son or as a daughter. We have so many areas of our lives that we can go to that we need vision for. And so as we go into a time of worship, I just want to invite you into this time of worship and just ask God, all vision comes from you. So Father, I pray that you would release vision this morning, that you would release vision for our lives, for what you want to do. And I pray for anyone this morning that they feel that they're stuck in terms of where they are. I pray that you would instill vision and that you would instill hope in their lives for where things could be. That you would awaken visionaries this morning. And so, Father, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center. Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters.
Ephesians, Paul writes about God's love, and I want to read that passage from Ephesians chapter 3, where Paul is praying, and he says that you may have the strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And so, Father, I pray that verse into our lives, that if there is anything that we need a greater vision for in our lives, is your love. That we may just have a greater vision, that we would see with greater clarity in 2023 just how much you love us, how much you love those around us. So, Father, I just pray that as this year comes to an end and as we're reflecting on what this year has been, I pray that you would release vision for next year. That we would see vision, that we would be visionaries and see things not just for what they are, but for what they could be. And so, Father, we just surrender all these things to you, and that you would just be at the center of our lives, that you are our greatest vision, that you are our greatest center point on which we focus on which you lead us and draw us closer to you. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go into our community prayer and pray for those that have cancer. Those that are sick, and also salvation, that Jesus would be real to them, that there'd be people around them that would share the gospel with them. Have infirmities. Let's pray for those that have COVID and our frontline medical workers as well, for God's healing and protection over their lives. For those that are seeking jobs, whether it be new opportunities. So let's pray for them. For our mission focus of Singapore, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Let's pray for our prayer and healing ministries of IP, The Well, and River. Pray for SB 2.0. pray for the pregnancies for a smooth process up to the delivery. Yeah, Father, we just lift up all our community prayers to you, knowing that you're God that hears our prayers, that you're God that cares for us. So, Father, I just pray that as we go throughout our day, that you would lead us and guide us and continue to speak to us about the vision that you have for our lives. And so, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed day and enjoy the rest of your prayer time.